6. Dom, good evening.
G'day, Tom. Yeah, couldn't agree more with that last gentleman you had on. And seriously, the states have to open up. WA and South Australia have one person in hospital each. Queensland have 3 and 4 in intensive care. There's 36 people in hospital in the whole of Australia. Surely the idea was to contain the virus, not totally eradicate it. And to me, the time has now come to really open up our borders, open up tourism, open up everything. And if people don't want to go out and are too scared, stay home, because the consequences of what we're doing, it's going to be a humanitarian crisis.
I agree with you, Dom. I agree with you. People are losing their jobs. People are going bankrupt. They say the suicide rate could go up. There's even other unforeseen consequences, like we've cleared our hospitals to get them ready for COVID-19 cases. People aren't getting cancer treatments. You know, they're not getting tests for heart disease and things like that. We've got a whole generation of kids who aren't going to school. I mean, it's unbelievable. And again, when it comes to the funny thing about what Bill said, Bill's sort of just assuming, I know Bill reasonably well, I used to be involved in business with him, that the wave of bankruptcies is coming. There's nothing we can do to stop that. And what he's saying is we have to give those people hope that they can start a business again without being sort of locked out, you know, for 7 years, which is what the current laws make you do. Thanks, Dom. John, good evening.
Yeah, Tom, listen, it's pretty tough out there, I know, but Australians have become very, very soft. I listen to Steve Bannon's podcast every day on YouTube, and the Americans have got a can-do attitude. They fair dinkum. The first thing you said to that small businessman is, what can governments do? Well, we used to get off our asses and create business and make things and export things. All Andrews wants to do is dig holes and fill them back up again with having people with stop-go signs getting $80,000 a year. It's just a joke.
To be fair, Dom, the reason I said what can governments do is that, I mean, if you had a business idea right now, you sort of can't do much with it because the governments around Australia stop you from doing it. So, for example, I asked the question saying, well, what if government got out of the way? What if government reopened the borders? What if, you know, what if? That's what I was saying. Again, the reason that we're going to have this wave of bankruptcies is because government fiat, government rules, locked down the economy. Now, yes, it was a legitimate concern, but you know, this is what I say to people in the medical field. It is no good saying that we have to do everything to defeat the virus if in doing so we completely trash our economy. I mean, our healthcare system only exists because we have a wealthy economy. And trust me, without that money, there is, you know, without the economy, there is no money to pay for all the healthcare. Thanks, John. Wayne, good afternoon. Good evening, I should say. Now, Budweiser, we've had this amazing claim that Budweiser, yep,